ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important topic. And that topic is related to a subject which is very important in Islam. I'm speaking about judgment or qadawat or qada. Of course, it's necessary to remind our readers here that we're talking here about the judgment that a judge, a qazi, passes in court. We're not talking about an assessment that any person can and do, right? So obviously, Islam has said certain things about this very important topic. Islam there are certain conditions. Not every person can become a judge in Islam, and obviously there are certain etiquettes for this. Today in The Key, we want to ask, what are these etiquettes? And we're going to look at some of the hadiths which have been passed down to us from the infallibles regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, the Prophet said, "Whoever is stricken with having to judge between Muslims must do so with fairness in his glance, his indications, his sittings, and his gatherings." So one of the etiquettes is that a person should act with equity between opposing plaintiffs. Imam Ali alayhi salam, while addressing a person called Shuraih, said this: "And act with equity between the Muslims, with your face, speech, and sitting, in order that those who are close to you will not hope for bias from you, nor will your enemies despair of your justice." This kind of reinforces what the previous hadith said. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said this. He said this to Abu al-Aswad ad-Duali. When he asked the Imam about the reason why he was discharged from being a judge, when he had neither been treacherous nor committed a crime, right? Imam said, "I saw that your voice was raised above the voice of your plaintiffs." Right, so this is another one of the etiquettes of the judge. The judge shouldn't raise his voice above that of the plaintiff. In another beautiful hadith, the Imam said, again, Imam Ali said, he said this to Shuraih: "Beware of becoming bored and irritated in the court of justice, wherein God has prescribed a reward, and for which there will be good provision for he who judges honestly." Right, so not becoming irritated and bored, this is one of the etiquettes of the judge. Another etiquette is to not pass judgment before listening to both sides. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this to Imam Ali: "When two people bring a case against each other before you to be judged, do not judge the first before you hear out the second. If you adhere to this, judging will become clear for you." Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "And after that, I continued to be a judge." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, supplicating to him, "O Allah, make him understand judgment." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of judgment in the light of the hadith of the infallibles alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.